Welcome back to Beyond Talk Podcast. I hope you guys are having a beautiful day. I hope you guys had a beautiful weekend. I had a really good weekend. I had a really, really, really good weekend. Oh, man, it was so refreshing. Hope you guys had the same. We got a lot going on right now, still with the protesting and with the Black Lives Matter movement. It's getting a lot of oxygen. It's still being talked about. It's still being moved around. I hope it is. We got to keep this thing alive and keep it movement, keep the movement moving. So let's do this as long as we can. People are talking about it now. We got more people standing with us than ever before. This is awesome. I love it. So it's people who are standing with us sincerely, and it's people who are having conversations about it who really don't understand it. And you can't blame them. They want to understand it. Have a conversation, people. Be open to a conversation with people and ignore the ignorance that's on Facebook and Instagram and all of that, and Twitter. Like, I mean, don't argue with people who base their beliefs and their point of view on hate and ignorance. Do not engage in an argument with someone who is basing their argument and their point of view on hate. Don't debate with that. You can't debate with hate. You can't debate with someone who believes something so religiously. It's a waste of time. All you can do is pray for them and talk to the people who are open to having a conversation. You know what I'm saying? So pray for them. There are people who have turned away from that type of lifestyle and that type of thinking. I watched a documentary over the weekend where it was a guy who was white, who was a part of a white supremacy organization or group, and he turned it all around. He just couldn't do it anymore. And there's people who suffer in silence among those people. I'm sure it is. Pray for them. You know what I'm saying? We can't cure something with hate. We can't cure hate with hate. So don't debate with them people. It's people who are being exposed on social media, who are being ignorant. They're being fired from their jobs, man. This is some crazy stuff. Yes. Hold them accountable. They have to suffer the consequences of being so hateful. They have to know, and they have to feel it this time, that it's not right. It's not right. Change your thinking, please. Change your thinking. You can't do that. You can't treat people like that. You can't. I hope that people are being safe, and I hope that people are being open to a conversation. I think that it's important. What do you think? Could you have a conversation with someone who have racism type beliefs or behavior, who just want to have a civil conversation? They're not trying to argue or debate, but can you sit there and have a conversation with them? That's an important question. Prepare yourself for it. If you really feel that you can't do it, then don't. But if you really want to have these conversations, you got to be open to it. So be open to it. I actually got messages on my Instagram. I was having a conversation on a celebrity's post, and somebody had said something that was just off the wall, and I responded to it. And it's not that they were being disrespectful. Like I said, I do not engage in conversations that's just going to be a back and forth thing. I don't do that. But whenever she said what she said, and it was more of a, I wouldn't say she was confused. She had the wrong idea about something, and I responded to her on the post, and she immediately inboxed me, and we had a conversation. And then we started to talk about other things that she was dealing with personally. You just never know what type of thing you can build with someone. You never know what needs that they have that you can meet with just having a conversation. So have those conversations, guys, and do not engage with people who are debating some dumbass shit. No, don't even do that. So I wanted to talk about this a little bit, this topic. And I also wanted to talk about something that was a little bit on the bright side, like something to do with relationships. I was like, I gotta do something different this week, because it's a lot of dark conversations that's going on. And it's not to stop talking about George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, or Ahmaud Arbery, amongst other victims. It's to have something where you can think about, because we do this every day. We're still dating, we're still in relationships, we're still loving and building and stuff like that. So I wanted to kind of bring a good vibe in, you know. So Black Lives Matter, it does. This movement is moving along. I'm really, really grateful for the people who are standing with us and the people who are out protesting. The things that I wanted to talk about today was relationship questions. What do you ask on a first date? I posted this question on Instagram and Facebook before I did this segment because I wanted to really know what people ask on the first date or what they think is important to ask on the first date. And I wish I'd have posted this Saturday. I would have got a lot more questions. I got about 15 because I posted it so late, and then I went ahead and did the segment. I went ahead and did the recording. So what do you guys ask on the first date? What's important to you guys to know about someone? What do you ask? I want to know, you know, if you're dating on social media, like, what do you ask whenever you're having conversations with people that you meet? And I know that sometimes, most of the time, conversations whenever you're dating on the internet, they get stalled out. Like, y'all to be talking to, you know, talking, and then it kind of just gets like, you know, it gets awkward, and then you guys just stop writing and you're on to the next. So get some questions together, know what you want to know, but you know, it also depends on your intention. So when I'm talking about these questions that I'm going to be asking that people posted on social media under my question, under my story that I posted, I want you guys to also know that this is based on the intention of building a relationship. So if it's anything else, and you probably wouldn't be asking these questions if you're trying to just, you know, have some fun and stuff like that. Nothing wrong with it. Do your thing. But, you know, people ask the, you know, these questions to try to get to know people better. And if you needed some type of questions to bring to someone that you wanted to ask them this because you're getting to know them and you're growing, hey, it's nothing wrong with asking questions. Even if you've been dating for a while, ask them. It's nothing wrong with a good deep conversation. I like to have deep conversation. I like to connect with people. It's a beautiful thing, y'all. Asking questions and being able to have a conversation, you know. So I got about 15 questions. I'm gonna try to squeeze this into 20 minutes. I'm already at 7, so I hope you guys enjoyed this segment. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to reach out. I had people reach out to me about my last segment. They told me it was really good. It was a really good topic. It was a really good segment. I got a lot of plays on that one, and also plays on my previous episode. This is episode 7. I hope you guys really enjoyed the ones that I've already made. If you have not heard them, go back and listen. They're really good. I put a lot of thought into them. I thank the people who shared my link that I posted on Facebook. I appreciate you guys for sharing it. And when you guys do that, when you did that, my plays shot up overnight. I love it, and I'm excited about it. So like I said, if you don't have Spotify, you don't have Anchor, there's Radio Plus, there's Google Podcasts, and there's Breaker. I don't even think you need the Anchor app in order to listen to it. You click on the link and it takes you straight there. So there's a place that you can also message me. Everybody normally messages me through Facebook or IG. So I appreciate you guys for sharing. I love you guys so much. All right. So relationship questions that you would ask on the first date. I think that this is very interesting, and I'm going to read off the questions that came from Instagram and Facebook, and I got a couple of them in person that I want to ask. So it's about 10 to 15 questions. I'm going to try to squeeze in here. So the first question that somebody posted, and this is from Instagram, and this question was, what brings you joy? Don't you want to know what makes a person happy? I do. What about you? I want to know what makes you happy. I want to know what, you know, what really what puts a smile on your face. What puts a smile on my face is when I spend time with my babies, when I spend time with my nephews. We have a really good time. We watch movies. We play the game. We actually just started watching movies because I have to beg them because they want to play the game all night. But we play the game and we watch movies, and I enjoy my time with them every time I get a chance to spend time with them on the weekend. So that's a really good question. So ask somebody that and answer that question yourself and give them your answer. They probably want to know too. They probably couldn't think of questions. People can be shy, man. I have a problem with people that don't really want to answer questions or talk. I really do. If you don't really want to talk, next, because I talk too much. So you got to be able to respond. So another question that I got, and this is from Facebook. And the question was, how many kids do you have? I think that's an important question. You don't have to introduce your children to them. I think that's crazy when you first meet somebody. You ain't finna meet my kids. So what? How many kids do you have is a great question. I want to know because my preference is no kids. I have no kids, so my preference is definitely no kids. Some people who have no kids prefer people with kids. Some people with kids might prefer people with kids or without kids. That's a good question. What you think? You want somebody with some kids? Nothing wrong with it, y'all. Nothing wrong with it. I know plenty of people who have children who are in very healthy relationships with the people that they necessarily didn't have children with. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Intentions. That's a good question. What are your intentions? This came from Facebook. What are your intentions? I want to know what you looking for on here. You on this dating site? What you looking for on here? You trying to have a good time? You trying to, you know, find a third? It's a good question. When I was on dating sites, I actually asked that question too. So what brings you to this site? What are you looking for? Some people just want friends. Most of the time when I have met people on there, it was for friends. And I've built great relationships with people on dating apps for just friendship. You know, it's pretty much the way of the world right now, because you really don't go out. I'm not in school, not physically. I'm on online schooling, so I don't necessarily meet people on a campus or anything like that. So, you know, people want to know what your intentions are, and tell them what your intentions are and be honest with them. Be honest. That's the foundation of building relationships through dating sites, is being honest. Another one I got from Facebook is relationship with family. How is your relationship with your family? I want to know how you treat your mama. I want to know how you treat your daddy. I want to know what your siblings is like. I want to know how your relationship is with your siblings. There's nothing wrong with that. I want to know. Ask yourself that too. Well, you know, it's pretty good, you know, so whatever, you know, ask those questions, man. It's a good question. A question that I got from Instagram was, if you were a superhero, what superpower would you have? I thought that was really cute. I thought it was real cute. My superpower would be healing. I want to heal, mental and physical. Healing, please. I think it's cool. That's a good question. Ask them and answer that question yourself. Another question. I got this one from IG. I think I did all on my Facebook. I think it was on like 3 or 4 Facebook questions. And the rest of them was pretty much Instagram. And I have more followers on Facebook, which is crazy. But I think people who are not following me, or I'm not following them for some reason, they can see the story too. So it was really cool that all those questions did pop up, drop in. What problem do you want to solve? That's a good question. And I'm guessing that question means, what problem in the world would you want to solve? Like, we want to do hunger, domestic violence, abuse children, you know, something like that. Those will be my things that I would like to solve. But if I had to pick one, it'd probably be battered women, just because I've experienced it before. But that's a good question, man. Ask them what problem they want to solve. What do you wish you had more time to do? This one's from IG. What do you wish you had more time to do? I wish I had more time to bake, because I want to perfect my craft of decorating cakes. And half the time when I get home, more than half the time when I get home, I don't really cook like I used to. You know, it's when I eat, I get the craving to want to smoke a cigarette, and I am no longer a cigarette smoker. So, you know, I have to stay busy, but cooking and baking cakes is something that I wish I had more time to do and more energy at that. Because when I get home, I'm tired. I'm ready to go to bed. So in these next couple of months, it's going to be a little more busy for me. So I don't know. But that'd be a good question to ask somebody. You want to know what they do on their leisure time. You want to know what they do with themselves when they have, you know, nothing else to do or whatever. So a question about what they do on their leisure time, and a question about what would you do if you had more time, you know. There's nothing wrong with that. Ask them. Some people might say they want to work to get some overtime. So, hey, ask them that question. Ask yourself that question. Another question that I got from IG. Let me see here. I only got a couple more minutes, and I want to ask all the good ones. Oh, this one's a good one. What advice would you give yourself 3 years ago? That's a good one. I would give myself advice saying to stay away from certain people. In 2018, I would have told myself to stay away from certain people and to stop certain things that I had going on. I definitely would tell myself that, and to love myself more. I was actually on my path of like super healing 2018 toward the end. And then 2019 was such a great year. I've been transformed. And so I would tell myself, stuff like love myself more and to cut off certain people and stay away from certain people. That would be something that I would do. Something I would tell myself. So what advice would you give yourself? Ask yourself that question. That's actually a really good personal question to reflect on. Like, what advice would you have told yourself 3 years ago? And are you adhering to that? You know, are you heeding to that advice now? What changes are you making within yourself? So I'm going to do one more question. What do you love to learn about? This is IG. This is an Instagram question. If I had more time, I'd probably learn about science. I'd probably learn about biology, which is something that I always do anyway. I learn about the universe. I love space movies. I love space videos and stuff like that. So I'm very interested in the black hole, and I'm very interested in the planet Jupiter. I don't know why, but I'm very interested. So when you have time, you know, you learn to pick up stuff and you just get so interested in it. And I want to learn more about cake decorating. So that's something that I want to learn more about too. But that's what I do love to learn about now. That's the question. What do you love to learn about now? So those are things that I do learn about. So that's going to be my last question I'm going to ask about that. Now I'm going to talk about sex. And it's nothing wrong with talking about sex on a first date. It all depends on the vibe. It depends on the intentions, and it depends on, you know, how the other person would, you know, respond to your question if you was to ask a sexual question. And let's think about some good. This is something I should have posted on Instagram. What are good icebreakers? What are good icebreaking questions to talk about sex? I would say ask them when the last time they had sex. Ask somebody when the last time they had sex. That's a very good, interesting question, because you got years and months in your mind and you just wondering. And then when they drop the answer and it's days, you know, you're like, whoa, you know. So it's an interesting question, and, you know, it could be uncomfortable for them. And sexual questions, there's nothing wrong with not wanting to answer those kind of questions. But another question that's a good icebreaking question is when the last time your ass been tested. Nothing wrong with that either. I want to know when the last time you got tested. Do you even get tested? So the last time you had sex, the last time you've been tested. And another sexual question that'd be pretty cool, and these are questions that I came up with myself. You can ask them stuff like, so you can start off with the question of when was your last relationship? Like, when was your last relationship? And then you can ask when the last time you had sex, and then have you been tested? But, you know, to kind of test the waters on that freaking subject to see where you would go, see where they would go with that type of question. They probably can get the vibe that you're trying to go there with the conversation, you know, but you don't want to give off that you're just trying to have sex. Now, if that's what you're trying to do, then you need to be honest about it. There's plenty of people around here who just want to do that. So be upfront and be honest about it. I hope you guys enjoyed this segment. Like I said, I was just trying to bring a better vibe to my listeners about something. So other than what's been going on with COVID-19, then we got this Black Lives Matter movement that's really getting a lot of oxygen, and I just love it. So you guys be safe. I hope you guys go on my Facebook and you see my handles, you see my social media links and stuff like that. And you can listen to me on Anchor. You can listen to me on Spotify, Breaker, Radio Plus, Google Podcasts. So I love you guys. You guys be safe. And don't forget to subscribe, share. I appreciate you guys for sharing. I forgot to also mention that my cousin's talk show, A Cup of Coffee with Rodney Wash, that show is on AIB Network. And it's on YouTube. You can find the channel AIB Network on YouTube. His show is called A Cup of Coffee with Rodney Wash. His name is Rodney Wash. And he was the voice that was on my last segment when I played the opinions of someone who had an opinion about racism and the things that have been going on for generations. So you guys go listen to it if you haven't heard it. Listen to my other ones. I really appreciate the plays. I really appreciate the support. You guys be good to yourselves, be good to each other, and remember, be comfortable to have these tough conversations with people who don't quite understand. Respect and understanding is where we can start, y'all. I love y'all, and don't forget to register to vote. Register to vote. Register to vote. Register to vote. Y'all have a great day.